Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC. News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Luke Fry, who is with the Better Business Bureau here in Connecticut. And what we're going to be talking about this morning is hiring a mover. Good morning, Luke. Welcome.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Fine. This is the time of year when a lot of people, if they're going to move, this is the time of year they do, while the weather is warm. And moving is not something, if you're going to hire a mover, that you want to rush into. You actually want to find out something about them and do a little bit of research before signing anything.
No, yeah, definitely. BBB's motto is really start with trust. And I think out of all of the companies and people that you can hire throughout the year, I think moving is almost the most important, since they are literally handling everything you own. They are moving every belonging that you have in a house. So it's extremely important that you kind of do research on who is actually going to be doing that for you.
And there are many different, they're the big companies that everybody knows, and there are other movers who are very reputable, who you may not be familiar with, and others who perhaps are not all that reputable.
No, yeah. You can check BBB.org, actually, and see what accredited or non-accredited movers there are in your area. You can see complaints and all of that great stuff. And it also helps you see, you know, if any other people had a complaint towards a company that you might be hiring. I'm sure there are hundreds of companies in Connecticut, some small, some large, some you probably have heard of, some you haven't. So it is kind of hard to figure out, you know, who is going to be legitimate enough or who can you hire that you won't have any problems with.
And certainly one of the most important things, obviously, is money. What you're paying, when you're paying it, and not getting a surprise once the move supposedly is over.
Yeah, that's a big tip. It's really important you get a contract whenever you move or hire movers in general. Some smaller companies or even some fraudulent moving companies will actually try to convince you you don't need a contract, and it's extremely important you do, because in that contract, it will cap out how much they will be able to charge you, basically, in the end. Scammer moving companies are notorious for, you know, quoting a really low price. It sounds great. It's cheaper than all of your other quotes you got. However, after it's all said and done, it's probably triple what the other quotes were from other companies.
Right. And that's the other thing, is not making a decision based solely on price. You go with the lowest price, which may be the best deal, but it may not. It may wind up, as you say, it could wind up costing you a lot more in the end.
Yeah, BBB always says you should get at least three quotes from different companies, and obviously research these companies. You know, ask around, ask people who you know who had moved, ask neighbors, ask friends, and then again, search online, search Google, search BBB, and see if any of those companies you're searching for have complaints against them. And then also on that end of things, if you are looking at hiring a certain company and you can't even find them online, that's also a bad sign. If you can't find them on Yelp, on BBB, or anywhere online, that's also not good.
No, and you want to check out their credentials, make sure they're for real, and also the claims that they're making.
Yeah, and a couple tips in general after you have hired someone. If they show up in unmarked rental moving trucks and they're not really, they don't have that company's name on them, and it's sort of blatant that they rented those trucks themselves, that's usually not really a good sign. Any reputable moving company should have their own trucks, since their company is all about moving people, and you need trucks to do that.
Absolutely, and certainly you want to make sure about insurance. I mean, that is that part of the contract, but make sure whoever you're hiring is insured, so if something does happen, you've got some kind of recourse.
Yeah, you can actually ask them what their insurance covers, up to how much, and then also ask your homeowners too. Sometimes if you're in between homes, obviously, you can always ask your homeowner's insurance too if your policy covers any damage in between a move. And I'm kind of happy that you talked about damage too, because you almost have to prepare for some damage. I mean, all of your items are going to be hopefully not thrown into, but put into one, you know, truck bed or one, you know, tractor trailer truck. So you should really prepare for some minor wear and tear on your items. If you have high priced items, if you have those photo albums you don't want to lose, you should move them yourself in your own car, just to make sure that those special items don't have any wear and tear on them.
Right. You to take valuables of any type with you and don't allow them to be put on the truck and moved by the movers.
Yeah. And then also deposits too is a huge question a bunch of people have. And it's always best, most movers will ask for about a 10% deposit on what your actual move cost will be. And again, in a lot of moving scams, we've seen companies that, you know, try to entice people to pay almost all of it, pay 100% of that price and guarantee that, you know, it's going to be extremely low, and you end up paying up front, and that's usually not a good thing either.
Look, what are some of the red flags that people should be looking for when they are hiring a mover?
Sure. So as I was talking about, you know, companies that don't have their own trucks,
right,
and they rent their own trucks. And then also if it's a company who is really trying to have you not sign a contract. One other tip is if you can't find them online, you can't find reviews. And then even if you are hiring a company, you see them online, they have some sort of online presence, always make sure there's some sort of contact us or customer service line where you can get a hold of a human. And it's not only one of those forms online where you have to wait patiently or impatiently until a person gets back to you too.
And certainly it's a very traumatic time anytime you move. Even if it's something you want to do, it's still a traumatic time. And I think there's a tendency at times maybe to let your guard down a little bit because of that.
Yeah, and I think people who move, and I mean, I've moved in the past too, and you just basically want moving to be over as quickly and as painless as possible. So a lot of people who are trying to find movers, I feel like, try to find one quickly, try to find that cheapest quote, and just want things to work out. And it doesn't always happen as easy or as quickly as you might think.
Right. And that applies whether it's a very short move or a long distance move.
Yeah, and it's always good to be clear about when that move has to happen too.
Mm-hmm.
In moving scams or, you know, complaints towards companies, a lot of consumers have a complaint towards when their stuff actually gets sent to their new home or new apartment. So in that contract or, you know, during those talks, you should always be clear about when you want your belongings to be moved out of place A and sent to place B.
All right, Luke, if people would like more information about what we've been talking about this morning, where should they go?
They can always go to bbb.org/CT and check out all of our tips, actually, about moving scams.
All right, Luke, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. That is Luke Fry, who is from the Better Business Bureau here in Connecticut. That's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Be Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.